the How to Be a Minimalist podcast, where it's all about finding your kind of minimalism. Feel free to come and hang out with me on Instagram at How to Be a Minimalist, or you can also email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show details to find links to the articles I talk about, my YouTube channel, and books that I've written. And now it's time for the show. Episode number 29, Minimalism and Healthy Eating. Welcome back to the podcast this week. It is so good to be here, and thank you so much for listening. I wanted to first say that I have gotten a few ratings on Apple Podcasts, and thank you so much for taking the time to do that. I really, really appreciate it. I know there are a lot of listening platforms where you can't leave reviews or comments, but if you are on a platform where you can, that's always helpful, and I thank you in advance for sure. I really appreciate it. I've also had some people come and say hello to me on Instagram, which is lovely. I'm at How to Be a Minimalist if you want to come find me there. I definitely put a lot of our kind of more daily activities there, and I post our story pretty often. So yeah, if you are interested in that, come and find me on Instagram. For my personal update, I have been, just as always, working on my 2020 goals, and some are doing great, some are lagging a little bit, and that's just life, right? So I have been doing a better job of washing and lotioning my feet. We have been traveling a bit, and we are currently in the desert. I'm actually podcasting right now from a beautiful RV park. It's in the middle of the St. George area, and beautiful views, has a pool. It's awesome. As we've been in these dry locations, though, I've noticed my feet are just like, I don't know, dust, sandals, and feet. They just are not a good combination usually. So I've been trying to take better care of them, and I think that's been going pretty well. If you are coming to this from more recent episodes, you might be wondering, why is she talking about washing her feet? It was one of my goals this year because I noticed as I take care of my feet, I take care of the rest of my body. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like I'm taking more time to take care of myself. So I generally take care of more of myself if I'm including my feet. I don't know what it is, but it was one of my goals for this year, for real. So It's been going well. I usually would have a billion cracks on my feet by now, and I do not, so it's a good thing. I've also noticed that I've been spending a lot less time on my phone, which is excellent. I had a period there where I was kind of like on my phone a lot, and I made a lot of effort to get off of my phone, get off of social media, and it's been much better since I did that. I've been writing and stuff, and that's great. So my goals in general are going well, but my health goals have been kind of stagnating. I know that's a very normal part of weight loss, which is something I'm continuing to work on after losing 50 pounds last year, but I guess I feel so frustrated right now. I've been taking a deeper look at why this is happening though, and I have some theories. So for the cons of what I think is going wrong and what's going on with my diet, I have definitely not been eating as many vegetables and greens. To me, that's just been a huge part of getting healthier, is eating more greens and veggies. You'd think that as a plant-based eater, it would just be a normal part of your diet, but as with any diet that you follow, you can get where you're not eating as many veggies and greens, and they're just so important to keeping your body running, and it's amazing how easy it is for me to lose focus of getting those greens, getting those veggies in. I will share with you later why I think this is happening. But for the pro that I've got here, I have still been eating, for the most part, very compliant with my plant-based diet and with my guidelines. We did have a celebration recently and we're spending some time with friends. So I did allow some like regular sugar into my diet for a little bit. And that's something that, you know, I feel is very addictive to me. And so I have to get it out and not eat that anymore. I do fine with coconut sugar. I do fine with maple syrup, dates. Those things are fine. They're not super tempting to me, and I will eat them as a treat, should stereotypically be eaten. But yeah, I don't know. Start eating that other sugar, it's no good. So today I wanted to talk about minimalism and healthy eating because of what has been going on with my health goals. And, you know, healthy eating or losing weight is like one of the very first New Year's resolutions that most people list when you go and look at statistics. So if you have a health goal, you may not eat the same way as I do. I eat plant-based, and that's what works for me. It's taken me a really long time to get to this point, but that's how I eat. And, you know, I'm not like selling that or anything. Not that it can be sold, but that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just showing you how I've used minimalism to implement a healthy diet. And when it starts getting off, it's because my minimalist practices are kind of disappearing. I know everyone eats totally differently, and I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist, so I really don't have any advice food-wise. Like, that's not what I am doing here. I'm just simply sharing my experience and how minimalism has helped me to be healthier. For my something interesting, I want to tell you about High Carb Hannah. You may have heard of her before. She's a pretty prominent YouTuber, to say the least, and she also has various recipe books. She is a plant-based eater, and I will link her YouTube channel down below. She lives in a tiny house. She and her husband are creating this amazing oasis for sustainable living, and she just has incredible recipes. And I also really like her very open and down-to-earth approach to sharing information. She always is eating rice or potatoes as a base. She always has tons of greens and veggies. Even if you do not want to eat plant-based or vegetarian or anything like that, you should check out some of her recipes because you could always add meat to them if you wanted to. She's definitely helped me to define my kind of plant-based. Just like I have my kind of minimalism and you should have your kind of minimalism, she is my kind of plant-based for the most part. I just had never found anyone before her that was eating the way that I felt like I should be eating. Everyone else was kind of doing something differently, and I thought that something was missing from them and their diet as it pertained to me. And I think that we find that a lot when we're looking for examples of people that are healthfully eating. We know our bodies, and when we're thinking about that, it's easy to say like, oh, I want to eat like that person, but you might wonder why you aren't having success trying to eat like that person if they aren't eating the way that you really feel like you should be eating. I found that a lot. There were a lot of plant-based eaters that I really admire and enjoy watching their progress or enjoy their recipes or things like that, but I've never found someone that ate quite the way that I thought would be good for me. With High Carb Hannah, I really feel strongly that like that's how I want to eat. She seems very balanced. She's not cutting out overt fats and things like that. It's very reasonable. So she's kind of become my plant-based hero. I would say that the first thing that you can do is try to cut out the clutter of noise when you're trying to apply minimalism to healthy eating. There are so many people that you can follow and find their YouTube channels, Instagram channels, Facebook channels, or pages, whatever, profiles. There are so many different ways that you can find people that are eating the way that you do, or maybe not the way that you do, and it can be very, very confusing. I know I went through a long period where I was just eating a whole bunch of different ways, and none of it really was the way that I wanted to be eating, like I said. So when I found High Carb Hannah, it felt like I'd come home and I pretty much ditched everyone else because they were not doing things quite the way that I was doing them. So that would be probably my number one. Find your hero. And High Carb Hannah is kind of like my hero, online mentor, whatever. She's never, I mean, like, she doesn't know who I am or anything like that. But you can have an online mentor just by kind of following along with someone and enjoying their journey and seeing how you can apply that to yourself. You can observe what they do and see how you can make it apply to your life. When you're not following a billion people and you're just kind of sticking to one or maybe two sources that feel really right to you, it's a really good way to encourage you to eat healthier or to do something better because you are not wondering, well, this person is doing this and that person is doing that. I wonder which one I should do. No, once you settle in, it has been such a great way to just have some peace and to feel that I'm at home and I don't have to go wandering around for more information. This is what I've got and what I need. And I'm not saying to not go look for more information. Sometimes we can just dabble in so many different things that we are not actually accomplishing our goal of getting healthier. And that's what I found was happening to me. So once I kind of found my spot, I was really happy to be there. And this is where I am, and this is where I'm going to stay for the foreseeable future. I've also noticed that having a minimalist menu has helped me to eat more healthfully. And I really think that this is why I've stopped eating so many fruits and vegetables, and greens in particular. For a long time, my husband and I were eating a salad for lunch, and then he ate a banana for breakfast, I ate a smoothie for breakfast, and then we just made sure that we ate a healthy dinner and there were a couple of snack options if we were hungry during the day. We have moved away from that, and it's not good. Once we got on the road, I noticed that it was really hard to make a smoothie. We do not always have access to electricity unless we use our generator. And it's not something that you just turn on to blend something for a few minutes. I keep seeing these mini blenders that you charge through a USB battery or electrical source, whatever. And I want to get one of those so badly, but I can't tell which one's the best one. It's horrible. I've been looking at them for like a year, and I really just need to get one and just say, whatever, however long it works, it will work. But that will help me to have a smoothie every morning. I just do best that way. It actually keeps my calories very stable, and it allows me to just be full until lunch. I don't know what it is about a smoothie, but they are so filling to me, and the calories, it's like, you know, 200 to 300 calories for a smoothie, and it's not bad at all. That's excellent. So it's kind of frustrating not being able to do that. I am going to get one of those blenders very soon, I think, and that will help. But I really believe that's one of the reasons why I haven't been getting that in. It's really nice to know exactly what you're going to have for breakfast, lunch, and snacks. All you have to worry about is dinner. And we've also kind of fallen off the bandwagon with the salads because we've been eating with other people or have been busy during lunchtime or have not been like both at home at the same time for lunch. And so we'll eat something different from each other. And it's just made it more complicated. There are more food options. And I've noticed that not having a minimalist menu, I'm just thinking about food all day. Like, oh my goodness, what are we having for lunch? What do we have on hand? What do I need to make? And it is so much simpler to say, this is what I have for breakfast. This is what I have for lunch. These two are my snack options, and I'll figure out dinner, rather than having to plan out each one of those meals every single day. On the same note, practicing minimalism in the kitchen makes shopping way easier too. I have found that when I am practicing a minimalist diet, not that I'm like limiting things, I'm definitely not. I don't actually calorie count because I can't, I don't like it. It drives me insane, as it probably does most people. But I'm talking about limiting so many different meals. Like, I always know what to shop for smoothies. I know what I have to keep on hand. I know what I have to keep on hand for salads. I might want to add a different fruit or vegetable or bean to the top of it, and that's okay. So there's some variance in there, but I don't have to worry about the base of any of the meals. I know that if I have potatoes and rice on hand, then I can make any kind of a dinner that we want, or a gluten-free pasta. You know, all of those things, if I have them on hand, I can make anything. I know we need to eat fruits. I know we need to eat vegetables. I know the ones that we like. And I also know that the ones that we like that are within the season that I'm shopping. So all of these things make it really easy for me just to say, oh, okay, I can take a quick look through the fridge, chuck anything that's like looking scary, and just stock up on what's missing or fill out what we are kind of low on. And the shopping is done for the week. It's so simple. When we start introducing other foods in, you know, there are a lot of delicious vegan meats out there. There are a lot of delicious treats out there, and there are a lot of fun meals that I can make that have this special ingredient or that special ingredient, and it complicates it all. It also makes it a lot more acceptable for me to make something a little different for my family, and then our budget is just being stressed a little bit because then I've returned to making two different meals per each mealtime. And that's just horrible. It is not easy to cook for so many different diets, as probably a lot of you know, as you might have someone in your family that has to eat gluten-free, or this kid really won't eat hardly anything, or whatever. Maybe you have a picky spouse. When you add on all of these layers, it just complicates things. So I am ready to simplify and to bring it back to what we were doing before that was working so well, that was making everyone happy and healthy. And it's not like it's gone crazy off track. It really hasn't. But I know that this is one of the reasons why I have stagnated and why I'm not feeling quite as good, because I have not been eating those healthy things. And when I go shopping, like I said, it has complicated things. I love the simplicity of feeding my family basically what I'm eating. The kids do eat a different lunch, and sometimes they have a smoothie, sometimes they have something else. They'll eat muffins or granola bars, pancakes, whatever, things like that. When we're all eating the same, or as many of us as possible are eating the same thing, it's just so much simpler. And that minimalist kitchen is a really big deal. Not only does it save your budget, it makes it easier to store your food. It ensures that you're going to eat the food that you purchase so you don't have so much food waste. It's just, for me, it's so important. It's key to being healthy, but also to having a budget that you can really stick to and work with. One other way that minimalism has affected healthy eating is me practicing emotional minimalism around my food issues particularly. And that's something that I have not been, I guess I've been struggling with that a little bit. Awareness is really good for me, and I have been aware of what's going on, and I've been trying to, you know, think about things and think things through, and that's all really good. But I haven't taken the time to sit down and journal or to stretch and think about my issues and why I'm making different choices and things like that. Those journaling and stretching while thinking habits are so helpful to me personally. I know they don't work for everyone, but when you just take that quiet moment, it can change so much. And a lot of times we are so busy that we don't just sit quietly and think about stuff. I know that when I'm on my phone a lot, there's never a quiet moment because I'm either looking at a YouTube channel or I'm on social media. I am texting with someone. Texting with someone is great. You know, we got to keep up relationships and stuff like that. But when you never are away from your phone and taking a quiet moment from whoever is in your household, it can be a very noisy place, and you don't have time to kind of digest what is happening to you and what your choices are and where your life is going and all of those sorts of things. I have been thinking about some stuff, but I know that I need to have a little bit of self-care time, and I know that I need to just go and be quiet and take care of myself. I would say those are my top four ways that practicing minimalism has affected my healthy eating. It worked really great for me for a long time. And honestly, those are the four things that when I let them get out of whack and I'm not focusing, that's when I kind of start to falter a little bit. And I'm glad that I took a moment to sit down and reflect and come up with these things. See, I guess I have been doing a little emotional minimalism. I actually did a whole podcast based on healthy eating. Anyway, but these four things have really helped me, and I'm glad that I recognized the way minimalism could affect my health and the way that I eat. Because it just, I never thought of it until I actually thought of our menu and making that as simple as possible. But once I thought of that, then it led to all of the other ways that are, you know, the non-tangible ways that minimalism can affect us. So I hope this episode has been helpful to you. I know that a lot of people are struggling to eat healthier, and you know, it can be a beautiful, joyful thing. I love vegetables, greens, and fruits and healthy eating. It feels so good to eat that way, and it helps me just in so many different ways to feel better. And every time I get away from it, it's just always a little bit like I can tell something is off and my stomach doesn't feel as good and my head isn't as right as it was before. So I hope that my tips can help you if you're trying to get back on track and working on those 2020 goals or just your general health goals or just trying to get some more fruits and vegetables in there. And yeah, good luck with your diet, however you choose to eat. And my minimalist challenge for you today would be pick some way that whatever healthy foods you're kind of missing or lacking in your diet, pick one of these ways that I've listed and try it out and see if it helps you to get more healthy foods into your body so we can all be healthier together. Thanks for being here, and remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. With so many listening options, I'm glad you joined me today. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a review, sharing with others, or becoming a patron. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $3 a month, you will have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes. Thanks for being here.